preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, indeed, we can survive. This is your country folk up here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso on May 18th, 2018. Glad to have you here on the show. I don't know if Paul Fromm's here yet. But this is Kelso, and I'm here, and you're here. And we'll be taking your calls live at 800-313-9443. Let me get that message board up here so I don't have to ask dumb questions. There we go. I got the message board up, and if you call in, I'll see your name and your location. You can fill in any name or location you want. You don't have to say exactly who you are or where you are. Just give us a name so that I can call you. Joe from the moon is fine. You'll know who you are. And we'll start tonight's update on the Trump phenomenon. I'll tell you what, there's a lot to talk about in the Trump phenomenon in the last 4 days, or last 24 hours. Let me... I'm going to look at the top here. What I picked out is the most powerful material that we have. I'm just going to scan across the top here. And these are not starting with the most important story. This is certainly not the most important, but it's interesting. Glenn Beck endorses Donald Trump, puts on the MAGA hat, Make America Great Again. Now, that's I don't know if it matters that much whether Glenn Beck endorsed Donald Trump, but it's indicative of something. For Glenn Beck to endorse Donald Trump, who was kicking and screaming and squealing about how bad Donald Trump was, it's a little bit of credit to Glenn Beck. There's some honesty there. And it means that a lot of never-Trumpers are ready to give up on that never-Trump nonsense. Here's another story. Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, the snake, the rat, the weasel, the worm. He, the Black Widow spider, he is talking out of one side of his mouth, pretending that he supports Donald Trump's immigration policies, just lying through his teeth. And what he's doing is he has this, a political action committee that is putting millions of dollars into the campaigns of the Republican traitors who are seeking to get a discharge petition to bring a fatal immigration bill out onto the House floor with the backing of all 193 Democrats. If they can get 25 Republicans added to 193 Democrats, they have the 218 votes necessary to have a majority on the floor of the House, and they get their discharge petition out. Paul Ryan's job as Speaker is to stop that. He's not man enough to do it. He's not patriot enough to do it. He's not a patriot at all. He's working for the other side. That's why he's getting out of Dodge with this his last term in Congress. No wonder nothing happened with the Romney campaign with Paul Ryan on the ticket. Anyway, he's giving millions of dollars to these treasonous Republican discharge petition people. So follow the money. Don't listen to what he's saying. Watch what he's doing. Okay, here's another great story. Donald Trump raises the alarm over the unnamed spy or spies that we now know were put by the FBI into Donald Trump's campaign. And we're going to hear from Mark Levin in a moment, the most eloquent statement of what's wrong with that you'll have heard up to date. Great statement from Mark Levin. And he asked, is this the Soviet Union? Is this Venezuela? Apparently not. Then here's another powerful story. It just, it's, you know, in any 24-hour period, it's just unbelievable. Anna Navarro, who CNN advertises as being a Republican. Are you kidding? We have here Anna Navarro calling, and CNN lying that Donald Trump called immigrants animals. He called MS-13 gangsters animals very clearly. And all the media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, all of these liars said that Donald Trump had called all immigrants animals. Just a flat-out falsification. As Sean Hannity says, journalism in America is dead, D-E-A-D. Well, Anna Navarro, they brought up a quote from Anna Navarro, who did say this. She said on October 9th in 2016, just weeks prior to the Trump victory, she said this: should Donald Trump drop out of the race? Yes, he should drop out of the human race. He is an animal. Didn't have anything. My goodness. Okay, here's another story. This is unrelated, but on the immigration story. This is out of Minneapolis, not too far away from me. Get this. Somalian immigrants have run a $100 million a year daycare fraud. I'll just give you the quick summary here. What they do, remember, Minneapolis has been turned into the second largest Somalian city after Mogadishu in the world. This is a city that was the most white large city in America only 20 years ago, maybe even just 15 years ago. What's the fraud? The Somalians pretend that they're running daycare centers. They bring children to the daycare center who come in the front door so that they can be considered at a daycare center. 5 minutes later, they go out the back door. $100 million a year of this in Minneapolis, in Minnesota alone. And that's half of the daycare budget of the whole state of Minnesota. And guess how they found this out? Not because the welfare system checked or they investigated. Here's how they found this out. At Minneapolis Airport, they were noticing suitcase after suitcase after suitcase bulging with cash. $1 million at a pop in these suitcases of cash, which apparently it's legal to pack a suitcase with $1 million or more. If you just write out a statement saying, in my luggage, I have a suitcase with $2 million in it. And you can fly out with that. And that's what they've been doing. Somalians. How does a Somalian get a suitcase with $2 million of cash in it? A guy who 3 years earlier was in Mogadishu. Had never driven a car. Didn't know how to use utensils. So there's a story there. Way to go, immigration advocates. And now here's the one I want to... We'll go to Donald Trump's tweets, but listen to this. This is the biggest story of the last 24 hours. Listen to this statement by Mark Levin, radio host and Fox News TV host on Sunday nights. Listen to what Mark Levin has to say. Listen carefully. This is great stuff. He's on the Sean Hannity Show.
It's been the position of the United States Department of Justice under Republicans and Democrats.
Let me pause
in a 1973
right
memorandum and an October memorandum.
Let me move
we've had law professors, homeless people, would-be president with a crime.
Okay, here it is.
All right, the great one. Mark Levin, on our program, June 20th, 2017, he worked as Ed Meese's chief of staff. Ed Meese was the attorney general, explaining Department of Justice policy. We've been saying this forever on this program. Mark broke it right here. Joins us now, host of CRTV, Levin TV, and Life, Liberty, and Levin, the number one show on Sunday nights. Great one, Mark Levin. How are you, my friend? You know, I'm I'm getting really ticked off because you're right. You have all of these people. Yesterday, oh, big news. Oh, they can't indict a sitting president. No kidding. You've been saying it for over a year. We've pointed it out repeatedly. The media's gotten every aspect of this wrong. They have ignored the real crime, the real abuse of power and corruption scandal in this country. And they've been on a witch hunt that is now going on over a year. And to me, this has to come to an end. And
now, Hannity is very articulate. That was beautifully said. But listen to Mark Levin, the attorney, a genius. Listen to the way he nails these criminals.
Some truth needs to come out, sir.
The Mueller investigation, oddly enough, Sean, has disclosed, has revealed that the greatest perpetrator of against the American people was the federal government. The greatest perpetrator against the American people was the federal government, was the FBI, the CIA, National Intelligence Director. And this is
not
a very,
rank
very
and file.
Important issue. Of course not. And I want to take this to the next level. Because the President of the United States will not be indicted. And if he is, he'll take it to the Supreme Court and he'll win. All that said now, we cannot allow this to happen again. We saw our federal government used by the prior administration, by the head of the CIA, by the head of the FBI, by the head of National Intelligence, and many, many others, used to try and destroy the candidacy of an opposition candidate in another party, Donald Trump and the Republican Party. That is, the president's administration, the existing administration, interfering in the elections. We've never seen anything like this before in American history.
Now, let that sink in. The Obama administration actively using the FBI, the CIA, the entire national intelligence community, and other agencies, the Attorney General, the Justice Department, to destroy your candidate, to destroy your advocate, to destroy Donald Trump. This is something that only happens with a KGB, with a police state, in a Venezuela or a Mexico. It's never happened in American history. And this, Levin's got it. Listen to what he has to say. He's on fire.
So here's what we need to do. We now know that the Obama administration spied. Look, it's the Obama administration. He's the president. The buck stops at his desk. He may be playing around with his library in Chicago and going off and writing a phony book and everything. He's to be held responsible, and his surrogates are to be held responsible. The FISA court failed us. The FISA court failed us. We have these national security letters that are supposed to be used in extreme circumstances being used. We have a cabal of FBI agents who took it upon themselves to investigate a candidate and his campaign. And then we have, of course, actual spies, one or more, in the Trump campaign. What the hell is this? The Soviet Union, Venezuela? It's the United States of America. So let me say this. Once Mr. Mueller turns over his report to Mr. Rosenstein, the President of the United States should do two things. He should pick his favorite United States attorney, not favorite because they're pals, but the most professional, most competent, most aggressive he can, and give him an assignment. I don't care what Jeff Sessions does. He's the president. And tell him, I want you to investigate the activities that took place in this election, let the chips fall where they may, the interference in this election by the FBI, the CIA, the National Intelligence. I want to know what Brennan did. I want to know what Clapper did. I want to know what Comey did. Not because I'm going to punish them. You'll make determinations about
Susan
this.
Susan Rice.
Something is terribly wrong. More. I also would tell him, and I've said this before myself, we need to fix this. We cannot have another election where the federal government, our United States government, is interfering with an election. And so what I think the president needs to do is appoint a commission of 5 or 7 people. I told you this on your show a long time ago. Top-notch men from prior administration and women. And appoint them and say, fix the FBI at the top. Fix the CIA. Fix the intelligence agencies. We cannot allow this to happen to another president of the United States. The hell with... Sorry, Jeff. With Jeff Sessions and all...
Beautiful. The hell with Jeff Sessions. Beautiful, Mark Levin. Beautiful passion. Let's make sure that Donald Trump hears this segment. Hears Mark Levin say this. I hope Mark Levin is made attorney general. Or I hope he's appointed ahead of this investigation. Let's listen to more. It's never been said better than what you're hearing right here. I can't touch what he's saying.
All these other people, the president should take the responsibility
Don't
himself.
Apologize.
You're talking about spies in the Trump administration? You're talking about
Mark,
a failed FISA court? This is incredible stuff.
You talk about the spies. It wasn't just one FISA court judge that was given phony information that was never verified, never corroborated. Never were they told that Hillary bought and paid for this information with a foreign agent. Where's Congress? Why won't Congress bring for these FISA judges before them and demand to know how they feel about being lied to?
I'll tell you why. Because unlike the Democrats, the Republicans scatter like rats. They scatter. You have certain Republicans
Weak.
Who throw in with the Democrats because they want to destroy this president. They can't get over the fact that he got elected, and they can't get over the fact the American people didn't follow them. The American people don't even know who they are. But I want to emphasize something here so your guests in the future can repeat what I'm going to say.
Now, he's going to wrap up here, and unfortunately, Hannity's only got 40 seconds left for Mark Levin. So this is all going to wrap up very quickly. We need to hear Levin talking about this for hours. Hours. This man has full mastery of the whole issue and the importance. He's got it better than anybody else on TV or radio. Here's his last 40 seconds.
Which is this. We need an accounting of what Mr. Brennan did, of what Mr. Clapper did, of what Mr. Book Salesman Comey did. We need an accounting of what Susan Rice did, of what Samantha Powers did. We haven't even gotten into the unmasking stuff yet.
Nope.
Not because we want to get even, because we need an accounting. People need to be held to account. Number one. Number two.
I gotta run, Mark.
We need to fix these departments and agencies.
Mark, if we don't fix it, we lose our country. It's not a joke. You once wrote, this is a post-constitutional America. It's getting scary now. All right, great one. Life, Liberty, Levin. Don't miss it. Sunday nights, 10 Eastern, here on Fox.
That's all we get of that. But I'll tell you, folks, it's never been said more powerfully than what you heard right there. And the people he's talking about, I'm sure you know who they are. John Brennan. He was the director of the CIA. Criminal. Felon. Should be locked up for the rest of his life for what he did. Have you seen this poser, this with his fake sophistication, testifying, lying? James Clapper, National Security Director, same story. James Comey, these are the most criminal people we've had at the top of our government in the history of America. And it's not one of them. It's not two. It's dozens. Hundreds. It's a rat's nest of traitors like Rodney, the rat, Rodenstein. And of course they're all covering for each other. And a very important point to be made. Levin makes it over and over again. Hannity's made it very well in the last 2 days. The sequence. The 1-2 sequence. The very same people who exonerated Hillary Clinton of her obvious crimes in which they themselves had participated, starting, well, just as an easy starting point, the Uranium One bribery, Uranium One pay for play, rather, Rodenstein, Mueller, Comey, all of them part of that cabal. They covered Hillary Clinton because they were covering their own sorry asses. And immediately after they exonerated Hillary Clinton, the very same crew of criminals, like Peter Strzok, like Lisa Page, and those are the lower downs, even though they were very high in the FBI. But Clapper, Brennan, same people, Comey, McCabe, Rodenstein, they then went after Trump. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound?
We're back, folks. We've got three callers on the line, George in Texas, Chris in Las Vegas, and Andy in Texas. Before we go to them, let me just reiterate what John Stattmiller just said to you about the $500 Commander Front Sight offer. Folks, you're not going to see a better chance at something that's an incredible deal. I'm looking at my map of Nevada right now. The Front Sight facility is enormous, and it is magnificent, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. This is no small-time thing. I played for you some of the testimonials. Go to the website yourself, frontsight.com. I think it is frontsight.com. And watch the testimonials. SWAT team commanders, Marine Corps sniper instructors telling you this facility is the best firearms, self-defense, and readiness facility in the world. For $500 donated to RBN. You got to do it now because it's going to expire. It's going to go away. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, it'll come back. No, this might just go away and not come back. June 2nd, midnight. That's your deadline. Don't wait for that. Get your $500. If you got $500, invest in this. You're going to get $75,000 worth of value from Front Sight. The cash price if you went to the website and bought what you could get for $500, is $25,000 cash price. $500. Go to the front page of frontsite.com. Go all the way to the bottom to Frontsite Memberships, the button, Frontsite Memberships. Go to that tab and read the benefits of a Commander membership. Commander, I mean, that's the top, almost the top measurement membership. All the benefits that you get, they're all real, folks. They're incredible. They're almost worth about as much money as you want to make it worth. You can buy ammo, guns, training, unlimited training. And how easy is it? I'm looking at my map. You ever been to Las Vegas? It's real easy to get to Las Vegas. Why? Because the casinos in Las Vegas and the hotels subsidize airfare to Las Vegas. So you pay about half price on any ticket to Las Vegas. I could go round trip from where I am in North Dakota, which is in the middle of nowhere, to Las Vegas for $200 round trip. You can do the same from wherever you are. Once you get to Las Vegas, it's a 56-minute ride on one road, Highway 160, out towards Death Valley, 51 miles to get to the front site facility. So it's less than an hour drive from McCarran Airport where you'll fly in. And great cheap motels you can stay at there, and it gets even better, folks. When the hotel-style facilities are done, which will happen, might happen within a year to 18 months, you will stay in those facilities for free. Free! Can you say, okay? With your Commander membership. You stay there for free. Your instruction is free. The best instruction in the world. All you want for your whole life. And then you can bequeath that. When you kick the bucket, you can bequeath it to your favorite heir. And they can get the same thing for their whole life. No matter what the upgrades, no matter what the accommodations, it's all going to be free. $500. And what do you have to do? Invest in your favorite radio network and help out the Patriot cause with, you know, $500. I'm doing it, folks. You gotta, you know, how can you miss this? It's one of those deals where it's so good, you can't believe it's true. There has to be a catch. This can't be real. It is real, folks. I talked to the people who are making the offer. I'm signed up. Yeah, I mean, you can't pass this up. I'm going to go from being a pretty much of a dope when it comes to firearms before I go out there. And when I come back, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be competent. And that's what all of these instructors say. This is the best training you can get. Better than boot camp. Better than the Marine Corps. And no macho. They don't want that. They don't want any macho quality. So it's not like boot camp. It's perfect for ladies. It's perfect atmosphere. Friendly atmosphere of the best instructors in the world. So that's my speech on that. I'm just telling you, you got to act. It's going to be over June 2nd at midnight. So go for it now. If you don't have $500, well, you can't take it up. You can't do it. But if you've got $500 anywhere in your bank account or whatever, invest this money. It's the best investment you've got in front of you right now. Okay, let's go to our callers. And we got George, Chris, and Andy. Let's start with George. Before we do you, George, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas because he is right there in Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, yes, I am, James. Thank you so much. And I certainly enjoyed hearing Mark Levin and having Hannity going on. I was looking at Joe DiGenova, the former
yes.
U.S. attorney and prosecutor. Very, very articulate. And I say he's on fire also. And he's
yes.
talking about how concessions not see a coup d'etat.
Yeah, there's something very wrong. There's something very wrong with Jeff Sessions. Chris, you stay right there. We'll be right back right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Let's make something happen. I'm going to go back to I've got Chris in Las Vegas hanging on there, and I got George in Texas and Andy in Texas. But I want to get some action here. And maybe the complexity of this, the apparent complexity, has got you stumped. I'm going to walk you through. I'm going to take your hand right now. You're at your computer screen right now. Put your attention on your computer screen and just click on the pages that I indicate to you, and you'll see how easy this is to do. You're going to get yourself a Commander membership in Front Sight. It's real, folks. I've done it. It's real. This is not, there's no catch to this at all. It's real. It's the best deal you've been offered maybe ever. Now, here's what you do. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. You know how to do that. But you got to find the right button on the page to press. If you're looking right now at your republicbroadcasting.org screen, and if you're not looking at it, just remember what I'm saying. You'll see in the center of the page, there is something called RBN Updates, a gray box, RBN Updates. The second update down says this, special RBN offer, Front Sight Firearms Training Lifetime Membership. Click that second button down. I'll repeat this. So now I go to that button. On that page, you will find what you need to do. It's not as complicated as it seems. Just follow the instructions. Just read them and follow them. There's a key thing you need to do. There's two things you need to do. You will see a link at the bottom. After you read the little text on how you do this, it'll say, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a link there, the RBN fundraiser with Front Sight Firearms. You click on that link, and then you come to this page where it says RBN fundraiser with Front Sight bonus. Just follow the links that are there, they're on your page, and it tells you what you need to do. You need to do this. You have to go to frontsight.com. And you register with them. You create, it's called creating a new account. You just put in, no cost, no obligation. You just create a new account. It's like with any website you've ever registered on. You create a username and a password, okay? So you create a new account at frontsight.com. This may be what's keeping people from taking this offer up, as many as should be, because there's no way that John Stadtmiller can explain all this detail in a short message. So you create a new account at frontsight.com. Now, once you've created that information, write out a $500 check or cashier's check or any form of money, put it in an envelope and address it to Dan R. Sutterfield. That's what it says right here. His post office box in Newburgh, or his mailing address, rather, in Newburgh, Missouri. Trust me, that's the right place to send it. Don't have any fear. Take your check, put it in an envelope, send it to Dan, that address you see, in Newburgh, Missouri. And send it. And then here's all you have to do. Put your check in there. Then also put in a piece of paper, write down your name, address, phone number, and your Front Sight login ID. So let's say I took a login ID of James Kelso. Okay, all I would need to say to Mr. Sutterfield, my login ID is James Kelso. My address, I give my address, my phone number. That's all I need to do with my $500 check. That's it, and you're done. Within 3 to 5 days of that check clearing, your Commander Lifetime membership will show in your Front Sight account. It's as simple as that, folks. As simple as that. And then you're on your way. And I'll talk about what happens after that. And I'm going to fly out there. I'm going to go take the training. $200 round trip, I'm there. Oh, and I'm going to I'll go with some of you if you want. I'll meet you out there. This is too good to be true. It's true. It's incredible. So that's all you need to do. I hope you followed those steps. But all you're going to do is you're going to go follow your links. I'll go over it one more time. In case you weren't on your page, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the middle of the page, RBN updates. Second link down, special RBN offer, Front Sight Firearms Training Lifetime Membership. Click that link. Takes you to the page where you read a little bit about the offer. It's just a short little read that you do. And then it says, you needed this yesterday. That's right. And then it says, then go to, and it gives you a link to the RBN fundraiser with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute bonus. Click on that link. Takes you to a page where you read a little bit more, find out about how good this is, and then you go to frontsight.com and you register. It's just a website, frontsight.com. You register, give yourself a screen and a user ID, make up whatever name you want, and then a password. And you don't have to give anybody your password. You send only your user ID to Dan Sutterfield at the address in Newburgh, Missouri, which is near Rolla, Missouri. And this is all for real, folks. I'm telling you right now, this is all real. Don't have any concerns that, I don't know that address, I don't know that person, blah, 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 blah. Forget about it. It's all real. And you need to get your problem. You got 15 days left to get that $500 check in. And to get an offer worth $75,000 or more. It's almost worth as much as you want to make it worth. Unlimited training. You could camp out there and train for the rest of your life for free. So this is not hype. Anyway, let's now go to, and I'm going to repeat this, as I want dozens of you to sign up. Get your $500 in, and my gosh, well, You'll be hearing more from me on this. Now, let's go to our callers. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Hey, Chris, you know that road, Highway 160, don't you? Chris, are you there? I might have lost Chris. Well, if we lost Chris, let's go to George in Texas. Oh, Chris is here. Chris, come in. He's writing out his check. He's frantically writing out his check. Oh, we lost Chris. Okay. I was going to ask him about how easy it is to get out to Front Sight from Las Vegas. Folks, it's under an hour drive. George in Texas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Today we had that shooting in Santa Fe. It's like a stone's throw distance from where I live.
It's just kind of
despicable how the gun grabbers, before the bodies had reached room temperature at the morgue, they're calling for the confiscation of all our firearms.
Yes, and here's what I like today. Rand Paul said, hey, it's time we stop leaving our children exposed to danger. It's time we stop putting our children in what is advertised as a gun-free zone. And then Rand Paul made a great point. These crazy shooters are not shooting up sheriff's offices. I wonder why. Why don't they go shoot up the sheriff's office or the police department? Why do they stay away from those locations? Well, because they know that... You know why, okay? So our schools are now widely advertised to be full of people like this David Hogg guy who, you know, they don't want any guns of any kind anywhere near the schools. So they're just basically raising their hands saying, no guns here, no defense here, we're helpless. You can make national headlines and get on CNN nonstop all day if you come out and shoot people. So all you crazy people out there, come on out and shoot at us. That's insane. And so, yes, I love what Rand Paul said. We need to have defense on the campuses, in our churches, everywhere. We need people who the sheriff's department has licensed with concealed carry, and now you've got some defense. Go ahead, George, go ahead.
I say bring back the shooting clubs into the schools. I was in a shooting club. My dad was in a shooting club. A lot of old folks that I know that live in Texas had a shooting club in their school. Didn't have no school shootings then.
Yeah. And well, you go back to the one room schoolhouse and read up on it, folks. At a one room schoolhouse, you know, for your great grandparents, the kids would bring their 22s and other rifles and Winchesters to school, loaded, and they'd shoot squirrels and birds and so on the way to school and the way home. And they'd have their guns right there at school. But go ahead.
Some of the kids bought their rifles from school when they, on their way home from school, if they lived on a farm, they'd be shooting the pests that were a threat to their crops on the way home from school.
That's right.
And the thing is, rumor is that Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg are heading to Texas. And I would tell them to stay away. Because I would tell you one thing, they would not be very welcome. Harris County, Galveston County, and the county I live in, Missouri County, we're very pro-gun people, and we do not want a couple of teenagers trying to tell us how to live.
Well, the national media, you know, this is illustrated, I'll connect this also with the Korea story. It may not seem connected right away, but the media, the left-wing media, revels in the demise of America. That's what they want. They want America to go down. They hate us, folks. They are a hostile party that hate us. And so when it looks like there's any bump in the road on the North Korean negotiations to denuclearize North Korea, the media are drooling all over themselves with happiness, with giddiness. They want North Korea to have as many nuclear weapons as possible. They want Donald Trump's incredible Nobel Peace Prize deserving effort to tame Kim Jong-un, they want that to fail. Well, in the same way, folks, this is sick, but these are sick people. They like shootings at schools. This is their dream come true, and that's why they cover it nonstop, morning to all through the night, nonstop coverage of every school shooting or church shooting, and they make superstars out of the killers. So they're the most important component in this even happening. And then they promote, of course, the gun-free zones. Go ahead, George.
Well, I'll just say I'll make my call for my other colleague in Texas.
All right, George. Hey. Thank you, brother. Andy. Let's go to Andy in the Lone Star State. Hi, Andy. Come in, Andy. I hear you. Come in, Andy.
You hear me? Good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hey, all right. Well, you know, when you get ready to drain the swamp, what you do is you put the sparkle on and you swim to the bottom of the swamp and you pull the plug. And
yes?
Let's say quit that to a bathtub. We're in the bathtub and you got the whole thing full of water and you're enjoying it. When you're ready to get out, you pull the plug.
Yes.
But in some respects, I think Donald Trump put the plug back in when he hires people like John Bolton. And I know you're in love with Rudy Giuliani, but he's just another part of the swamp. But having said that, why do we keep seeing the same people? I mean, for years, we're seeing the same people in public eye. Everybody is the same. The only person different is Donald Trump.
Well, okay. Well, you're not fully accurate there, Andy. Scott Pruitt at the EPA is not the plug going back in. He's the plug being pulled on the global warming scam. And that's just an example of many appointments by Donald Trump. And remember, most of his appointments have still not even been considered by the knuckle-dragging Democrat Congress and Senate. So he has not. And please don't cherry pick. Don't figure out, well, here's a bad appointment. John Bolton, that's a bad appointment. So that's how we judge Donald Trump, his worst appointment.
But John Bolton single-handedly screwed up the North Korea thing by saying we're going to use the Libya model. Anybody who knows what happened in Libya knows that if I was a country's leader, I certainly wouldn't want to stick around for the Libya model.
Yes, but watch. Now, Donald Trump has had people screw up on him. And guess what? They've been spanked hard, and they've been shown out the door. So if John Bolton screws up, Donald Trump will give him that treatment. The problem that Donald Trump has is that he is in the swamp, and he has limited options, limited, you know, he's going to make mistakes. He's offered people that are, Giuliani commented on this, that somebody was, who was it? Oh, it was this guy Cuomo. What is his name? Chris Cuomo. Unbelievable debate that occurred between Giuliani and Cuomo. I think that's his name. Horrible, forgettable CNN host. And Giuliani clobbered this guy just for an hour. He just pounded him. And one of the things he pounded him on is this Cuomo guy said, well, Donald Trump is responsible for the appointment of Mueller because he appointed Rosenstein. And then, Rodenstein. No, he didn't appoint Rodenstein. He appointed Jeff Sessions, who we all thought was a good guy, all of us, including you. We all thought he was a great guy. And then Sessions, this is what Trump has to do. He has to rely on other people. Giuliani made this point. He said, when I was mayor of New York City, I had to rely on other people below me to make the major appointments. I can't make every appointment. So Trump appointed Sessions. He trusted Trump. Trump betrayed him, or trusted Sessions. Sessions betrayed him. Sessions appointed Rodenstein. Then it was Sessions that enabled Rodenstein to appoint Mueller. And that's how Trump got bushwhacked. But he didn't bushwhack himself. And this is the hazard of being. He's like in a box canyon with the bad guys up on the top all around him. So there's going to be he's beleaguered, and we've got to stand with him, fight with him, and we're going to make it. It's amazing. You know, Donald Trump is still standing. He's fighting as hard as ever. He's determined as ever. And his team is starting to form up. This last thing, that thing you just heard from Mark Levin, that was a thing of beauty. I almost cried listening to Mark Levin. That was so beautiful. And guys like Levin are out there, like Giuliani. Remember Giuliani, we didn't hear from him for a long time. And I was wondering, where's Rudy when we need him? Well, he's in the saddle. He's ridden to the sound of the guns. And Giuliani is in the battle. And he's knocking out guys like this Cuomo clown on CNN. So these guys are going on TV, like Levin, like Giuliani, and they're scoring points. And they're reaching the American public. So you watch this turn around quickly. As long as Trump can stay in there and hang in there, We're going to prevail. But I'll tell you, this is the biggest battle of your lifetimes. And this crime, what Levin said, what happened here is that the Obama administration, with Obama at the head, Obama's got to go to jail. He launched something that's never occurred in American history, never even close. There has never been corruption at this level. There has never been criminality at this level. This is at the level of the KGB, of the mafia, of the Cosa Nostra. This is full-on crime from the White House, led by Obama, against our patriot candidate. And these guys need to be frog-marched off to prison. And we just got to hang in long enough that the diversions and the smoke screens and the fakery coming from the false news media, fake news, if we can hang in here, these guys are going to jail. How are we doing on time? We got one more segment. Hey, I appreciate your calling, Andy. And we'll be back right after this break.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we've just got one little short segment left. Thank you all for tuning in, and let's see who I think I missed here. I don't think I missed anybody. Chris in Las Vegas is back. You could squeeze in a call here if you call right now, folks, at 800-313-9443. And Chris, did you have another thought there?
Well, thank you very much, James. Sorry I got cut off earlier. Genova listed all the bad players, Brennan, Mueller, Rice.
Clapper.
A whole group of them. They're really bad actors. But more importantly, back to George's comment on these shootings today that are highly suspicious, remember a gun-free zone by the bad guys and the ones that are handled by the FBI, are actually target-rich environments for these shooting galleries for these people who go in there well-armed, knowing there's no substantial defense available for anybody inside, so they can shoot at will and not have to worry about it, because usually they're aided and abetted by government agents in most cases that I observe.
Well, let me just throw a thought in there. I appreciate your thought, and it's a valid point of view, but I'll give a slightly dissenting point of view. I think these shooters are exactly what they look like. You know, the Occam's razor is the test. You know, the most simple explanation is most likely to be the right explanation for any quandary. And these shooters, I believe, are exactly what they appear to be. Look at this guy's eyes shot today. And read what you can – not hang on. I understand there's the drugs issue, of course. These are drugged-up people very often. But I don't think these are government agents or sent in. So I don't think it's like a highly suspicious shooting. I think it's exactly what it looks like. A crazy, demented, psychotic person. There are lots of psychotic people in the world. A psychotic person who's been shown by the media – that you've got a gun-free zone where you can effectively, a lot of them are just simply committing suicide. They're crazy people who, instead of committing suicide, in the closet by themselves, they go onto the campus because they know they can take their suicide and make it into a national news event. And I think some of these guys, and it's probably going to happen at some point, unless, as Rand Paul says, unless we defend our campuses, these people, some of them, it looks like they intend to shoot hundreds of people. And to blow up hundreds of people, because a number of them have shown up with explosives. They haven't gone off. But eventually they're going to get it. They're going to figure out how to make explosives. The media will tell them. The media will publicize it enough that we're going to eventually get a shooter who they'll watch these events. They'll see, okay, what went wrong with the ones in Florida, where was it, who had propane tanks. They didn't ignite them. But people said if those propane tanks had gone off, hundreds of people would have died. So this is what's going on, and I think these are crazy people. They're committing suicide. Some of them actually, what do they call it, suicide by cop? They say, shoot me, you know?
One last comment, James. I agree, and I think you'll appreciate these terms. I term it that look in the eyes you talked about, the scopolamine sheen and zombified eyes. That's exactly what these handlers do with these people. They put them under this drug-induced trance, and they carry out these acts of the program. Thank you so very, very much for your open mind.
Thank you, George. That's a valid, or Chris, rather, in Las Vegas. That's a valid argument. And it may be that both are going on. There may be programmed people, and then just simply crazy people, a mix of both. Thank you very much, folks. That was some important stuff we heard tonight. Thank you, callers. Thank you, audience. We will see you again on Sunday in our 4 to 6 p.m. Trump Phenomenon Show. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.